Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Abundant Thinking. People are all born relatively the same. You know, you have your super geniuses like Elon Musk, but most people aren't like this. So what separates someone who is more successful than someone who is less successful? In today's episode, we will be uncovering 8 habits of successful people. By the end of this episode, you will know which habits successful people lean the most towards, ways to implement these habits within your life, my experiences, and how they can correlate to becoming successful. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of this episode. Let's jump right into it. The first habit is reading. So there was a study done by a scientist where he had 500 people and 300 of them, roughly, were rich. And by rich, it was making over a certain amount a year. It was higher end of six figures. And what he found was 88% of his group of rich people were readers. And they devoted 30 minutes or more every single day to reading about education or self-improvement. Now, I understand that there can be an argument made that this is just 300 people, but it does show you that what are the chances of somebody randomly picking a group of rich people who all read? It's very low, and this is a good case can be made that people that are rich read a lot because they want to learn. You know, there's a quote, readers are leaders, and I personally couldn't agree more. I think after reading certain books, you get a lot of really good knowledge that you wouldn't have if you were to not read the book. For example, you can read the book and get so much more out of it than if you just watch the YouTube video about the summary. Why is this? Because you are taking the time to be by yourself, be present in this book, and understand along with comprehend, retain, and use this information. Reading is one of those things that so many people talk about, and it's so underappreciated. I understand that a lot of people read, and there is an abundance of people overall that read in pretty much, you know, good amount of genres. However, the people that don't read don't understand the power that comes with it. And I made an episode, which you do not need to check out, about reading. And there was a certain part where I mentioned the fact that you get so many years worth of knowledge in 200 pages, which is a reason that I love books so much. And it's extremely valuable because you can read 1,000 years of knowledge from 100 books, from 50 books, and become infinitely times smarter because you learn lessons without actually having to learn the lesson, if that makes sense. I understand that if you are to go through the lesson, you are to learn it more effectively and it's going to stick with you longer, but it's a good way to help people prevent themselves from making a mistake in the future. A lot of times I talk about on this podcast mistakes that I've made or things that I've learned, and this is a way for me to tell you guys what to avoid. And in turn, for you guys not to make the same mistakes and save yourself some time. Moving on to the second point, successful people build confidence. This is a very important trait. And just to specify this a little bit more, they build habits to build the confidence. So these habits are repeated activities that eventually become second nature to them. It doesn't only help them be more efficient, but it gives them a sense of achievement and a sense of mastery, if you will. And this sense of achievement boosts confidence in your ability to succeed. I also had an episode on confidence, and in that episode, I talk about building proof. I say this all the time. You guys might be getting annoyed of it, but if you are able to prove to yourself that you're able to do something, then you're going to have confidence, right? Confidence comes from you being able to back up that information with proof. you're not going to be confident in public speaking, even if you say you will, unless you've done it a bunch of times, right? If you can prove to yourself, actually, let's go back. If you've done 20 public speakings, then you know that when you are to go to your next one, your 21st one, you're going to think to yourself, okay, I've done this 20 times already. You know, you're confident, you're used to this. Compared to the person who's done it one time, it's not confidence. It's kind of rolling the dice because you haven't experienced very much after one time public speaking. There are different issues you can run into, different problems that you have to resolve. So building confidence is extremely important because if you're able to consistently do these habits, you're going to form this loop where you become more confident and it turns into the snowball effect. Once you become a little bit more confident, then you jump a little bit higher and become more confident. And, you know, the snowball keeps rolling. You get more confident, and you feel genuinely, you feel like you can achieve anything. It is the best feeling. It's something that not every single person is going to get to experience because people don't think about it like this. They don't think about confidence as something that you can get. Rather, they think you're born with it, which is not true at all. The third habit is exercise. Me personally, I feel like I see this a lot, but you know, everybody's different. You know, exercise, it's not just a way to keep your body healthy, but it helps you stay mentally healthy too. It kind of gets you in a certain zone. It trains your mind, if you will. And you're also able to establish a routine. And, you know, you get endorphins from working out. It's very healthy for you to exercise. And it's just a good way to relieve some stress you might have or maybe problems you're experiencing. Just work out, exercise, go for a run, whatever works. It is extremely valuable. And also, I want to add that understanding these habits helps you grasp what you might want to work on in the future. Hello, everybody. Sorry for the interruption. But I want you guys to answer me a question. What is a habit that you are currently trying to get better at? It doesn't have to be on this list. Scroll down if you're on Spotify and answer this question. I can't wait to hear you guys' responses. Enjoy the rest of this episode. Goal setting is the fourth. Successful people set specific, challenging, but achievable goals. They create a roadmap to success. And they're able to break down large tasks into smaller, easier to complete tasks. Rather than thinking, I need to start this company, they think to themselves, first thing I need to do is this. I need to create the name. I need to create a description. I need a call to action. I need to create ads. All of this. Little by little. Because if you think about something too big of a scope, what ends up happening is you tire yourself out and you get overwhelmed with how much you have to do. But if little by little every day you do a little bit more, you're kind of able to get in this consistent pattern and achieve things that you never thought you would be able to. And setting goals is important because there's many different ways to do it. You know, I talked about in one of my episodes how if you want, I learned this from 10X is better than 2X, amazing book. You can set goals that are impossible because along the way, even if you fail, you'll achieve things you never thought you would. For example, instead of saying to yourself you want to make $1,000, why don't you say you want to make $10 million? Because if you even get 2% of that $10 million, you already made so much more than your original goal of $1,000. Hopefully that makes sense. The fifth way is meditation, which I thought was pretty interesting. I used to meditate a lot more, and I don't do it as much. I'm not going to lie, I've been slacking. But successful people are able to take a breath and quiet the noise in order to be more productive when they return to the task. I think journaling and meditating are a little bit similar in a way, in the fact that you're able to, like I just mentioned, quiet the noise and think your thoughts. Your brain is so overstimulated daily from all of your thoughts and what you have to do that you might think of something, but you don't actually process it, which I think is extremely interesting. So I'll give you guys a good example. You might think, okay, I need to do this for my podcast. I need to do this for my podcast, and you're never going to get it done. But if you were to write it down, you're going to see it with your own eyes. And rather than it being just another thought in your head and it going to the back of the pile, right? You're able to look at this goal that you have, and since it's in front of you, actually comprehend and find ways to achieve it. This is one of the reasons I talk about journaling so much, because when you write down stuff, you're able to project your mind's thoughts onto the paper. And if you guys haven't already even tried, I would suggest journaling. And over time, journaling has been my substitute for meditation. I used to meditate a lot more, but I didn't journal. Recently, I've been journaling a lot more, but not meditating. And oh my God, journaling is just unbelievable. I really wish more people would do it, but can't make everybody, you know, can't make anybody do anything. So it is what it is. But, you know, when you meditate, you're able to take a step back and assess your problems much more in depth. Because when you are in your head and you're thinking yourself, I got to do this, I got to do this homework, got to do this, it's so much harder to put it in order and understand that, okay, I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do this. You don't have a chronological order. When you write stuff down, that's why people write down shopping lists. That's why people write down to-do tasks, because they're going to forget it. But when you do this, you're able to have your mind stay so much more organized.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I want to say that this episode is proudly sponsored by no one. If you're enjoying these episodes, make sure you follow and hit the bell notification icon so you stay up to date with all of my episodes. This way, you will know when I post. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of this episode.
The sixth personality trait or habit, my apologies, is pursuing goals. And this is pursuing goals to another extent. It's not just jogging to the finish line. It's sprinting with a 50-pound backpack on like you're David Goggins and there's a black bear chasing you. Black bears are actually pretty fast. I don't know if you guys knew that. I learned that the other day. Anyway, so pursuing goals. 80% of the wealthy are obsessed with pursuing goals. Both daily and long-term goals are referenced to regularly, so they know what they need to do. This is combining pursuing goals with goal setting. Obviously, when you pursue goals, you want to go after something that you know you want. So when you set goals, that's the first thing. You set the goal, you write it down in front of you on a sticky note, on a piece of paper, doesn't matter. But I do notice that writing it down helps more than typing, 100%, 100%. I don't have any scientific evidence, but that's my experience. So they set the goal and then they go after it and they regularly check in on it to see how they're doing and their progress. So these are two interchangeable ones that are extremely valuable. And if you guys could implement, it would do you wonders. The seventh one is sleeping. There are so many studies in every aspect of sleeping that correlates with the fact that your performance has to do with how well you sleep. You know, everybody always says sleep 6 to 8 hours, etc., whatever. I sleep 8 hours a day. I've been like this my whole life. If I don't, I'll take a nap. Sometimes I'll even take a nap when I sleep 8 hours a day. Because, and I'm not going to say I get 8 hours of full sleep. You know, I toss, I wake up, etc. Doesn't matter. You guys aren't like a tracking app. So insufficient sleep can result in poor focus, reduced cognition, delayed reactions, and mood swings. And there's so many more. But the world's most successful people sleep a lot because they're able to rejuvenate themselves and be more focused. LeBron James sleeps 8 to 10 hours a day minimum. And I was listening to this in 10X, either in 2X as well, but his coach, his rejuvenation coach, and the person that makes sure he's eating right, it's like diet rejuvenation coach. He says he sleeps 8 to 10 hours no matter what, no matter how many minutes he gets in, even if it's 5 minutes a game, which doesn't happen. But it's extremely important to prioritize your sleep because that is what's going to cause you to perform better, right? I'm sure everybody here has had a bad night's sleep and they just feel horrible in the morning and they're so, you know, groggy and mad at the world. It happens. It sucks. So prioritizing your sleep is super important. And especially being a college student, I see how many people don't prioritize their sleep and how much it affects them. And it's turned into a habit and a cycle that people can't get out of, which I can make an episode on if you guys are interested in, because I know so many people that just can't fall asleep and they have trouble staying asleep. So if you guys want an episode on that, please let me know. And the eighth and final point is adopting a growth mindset. This is one that I thought would definitely pop up on the list, and here we go. So having a growth mindset is pretty much how people view their personality affects their capacity and their willingness to succeed. So having a growth mindset is not letting failure stop you and being able to take a step back when you don't succeed in something and tell yourself that not only am I going to keep pushing, not only is everything going to be okay, but that this is part of the process. Having a growth mindset is super important. It's one of the most important ones on this list, if I was to say so myself, because if you are pessimistic, which is the opposite of, you know, having a growth mindset, if you have a closed mindset and you're pessimistic and you think the world is against you, what happens is you close yourself off. And as much as it sucks to say, those people make it so hard, if not impossible, for them to succeed because they think everything and everyone is against them, right? They're cynical. But when you have a growth mindset, you're able to push past your failures and get past the little bumps and coast along, if that makes sense. You know, just little by little coast without having to sometimes do too much, but while still putting in the work. Having a growth mindset entails that you are able to see, predict, and plan, and shoot for it, you know? You're confident in yourself that you're going to succeed because things aren't going to stop you. And this is, like I said, extremely important to keep in mind. And if possible, try to cultivate a growth mindset. I made an episode on it, so if this interests you, check it out, but you're not required to. So those have been the 8 habits of successful people. Hope you guys have enjoyed the episode. Check out my new website that I made, abundantthink.com. It's pretty cool. Hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much.